camera, let us know. So you already know that Sean is with us today. Sean will be in the house live from Norwalk, Connecticut. And when Sean is here, he likes to meditate before his talk to bring us into that place. So let's meditate.
The intention of today's meditation is to simply become aware. If you have anything in your lap, just put it aside for now. Leave all your worldly concerns outside for the next few minutes. Sit up tall, opening and lengthening your spine, and adjust your posture so you're comfortable. And since our purpose during this time is simply becoming aware, I encourage you to keep your eyes open. But if closing them works better for you, that's okay. This is a time of simply noticing. Now let's begin by focusing our attention on the breath, the natural and necessary element of life. We're going to use the breath to bring us to the here and now. Relax your belly. Let it expand and fill up on the in-breath. And notice how it contracts on the out-breath. Just notice this pattern as you breathe in for three counts. Two, three. And out for four. Two, three, four. Inhale, two, three. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three. Exhale, two, three, four. Keep breathing in this rhythm, and now we're going to add a beat. Ready? And inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four, five. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four, five. And now, with your lips slightly parted, just breathe normally. You might notice that you're breathing out of your nose and your mouth at the same time. And now slightly raise your right hand and focus all of your attention there on your hand. Just observe. What does the air feel like on your hand? Your hand is feeling the temperature of the room around you. Is it warm? Cool? Just feel the air touching your skin. Just observe. And now place your hand in your lap. And put your gaze on the visual in front of you. And notice what sounds you hear in the room. Is it the sound of my voice? The subtle music of the video? Maybe there's a fan in the room. Or you might hear the ticking of a clock. Do you hear sounds outside of the room? Maybe birds singing, the footsteps of a neighbor, traffic on the street outside? Just notice the sounds. Don't judge them. Just listen. And now lift this awareness and allow it to pervade everything in the room around you. If any thoughts or ideas or emotions come up, just allow them to move through. There's no right or wrong, good or bad. There just is. You're just allowing your mind to settle into its own place, allowing anything that arises to move through as part of the experience. Don't try to manipulate the experience. Your mind is just open, relaxed, and aware. Again, any thoughts, concerns, agitations, or angst that may come up, it's part of the experience. It's as if you're moving through a cloud. As the cloud envelops you, you're moving through it. Everything is just passing by. Just be with this for a minute. And if at any moment you become distracted, just notice it and come back. Come back to this place where there's nothing to do but be. Bringing your awareness back to your breath. Know that you can do this meditation for yourself at any time. Just come to this place of awareness where there's nothing to think, nothing to do. Just allow yourself to be still and be exactly where you are. Feelings, thoughts, emotions, and all. We've brought our mind awareness to this moment and we are ready to move forward now into today's experience together. And for this time in meditation and for this preparation for the coming moments together in gratitude, we say thank you, God. And so it is.
Breath, let it out. Welcome to the present moment. Where we have Sean Moninger with us. Leo, is Sean with us yet?
Yes, I am.
Sean, I love the outfit.
Look at thank you. Thank you.
Always looking forward to see what you have on.
I am too.
A little bit colorful.
Well, yes.
I'm glad you're coming out of your shell.
Well, I am a little shy.
How are you today?
I am well. I've been watching the whole service. It's wonderful. All the things that have come together, that advertising is fantastic. And your meditation was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, when I started doing that, I went, we're going a different direction today. It's a little more instructional, but it's what came through. So
yeah, that doesn't matter.
No, thank you.
Don't tell them. But don't tell them. Just let them,
don't tell them.
Revel in it.
No, I know. I knew when I went back, when I watched it and got drawn into it. I'm like, okay, this one is God working for sure.
So, good.
So I'm really glad you're here today, and I'm glad that you got Karen Mason with us.
I am too. I've known Karen since 1985 when I started at Don't Tell Mama.
Well, you were, what, 15 at the time?
Almost. I lied about my age. I told them I was older than what I was. I actually was.
Remember those days?
Yes. I was 24 years old for the first 3 years I lived in New York. And then I was 27 for 3 years. And ever since 30, I've never lied again. I've always told the truth. Now that I'm 35, I just, why lie? Why lie?
Well, welcome back to Groundhog Day.
Oh, if only.
If only. You know, I'm glad you're here. I love our time together. I love what we get to do together. God is good. For real.
It is. When you and I are together, I have no problems in the world. Good. It's true. We're on the phone. There's no problems. We're having a nice time.
I know. We get into the moment, and I hope that that meditation brought everybody into the moment so they can fully experience what you have to share with us today.
Well, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
And but this first song that Karen Mason's going to sing was written by Brian Lasser many years ago. Brian's not with us in the body anymore. But I just thought it was appropriate for today. Actually, but the second song is not by Brian Lasser. Her second solo, it is. Who wrote I Love My Wife? I don't know. But it's from the Broadway musical I Love My Wife. And
good trivia question. Someone will come up with it and put it
in the. I'm surprised it's not already written in the side here.
A few people in our community like theater. Well, thank you, Sean.
You are welcome. Let's listen to Karen, and then I'll be right back.
Better days, there will be brighter lights, and even better ways to deal with lonely nights. With every broken heart, another chance to start, there will be better days. There will be other springs, and even bluer skies, 'cause every new day brings a special new surprise. With every tear that falls, another morning calls. There will be better days, though it seems that and hope has gone astray. Keep your dreams at any cost. Love will find its way. There will be someone new to help me give again, and he'll know what to do to help me live again. And when the fear has passed and love is here at last, there will be better days. Now there's only rain in sight and darkness at your door. Wait a while, and you just might find there's something more. For if there's sun again to drive the rain away, someone will come again to take the pain away. So when the midnight cries, my eager heart replies, there will be better days. There will be wind.
Beautiful. Thank you, Karen. I'm very grateful. I've wanted to get her at Unity of New York for a long time. We kept trying to get her to Symphony Space, and then something would come up and she would have to leave town, and then we couldn't do it. So we had her today. So Karen Mason has officially sung at Unity of New York now. And there's another song, a Cy Coleman song coming from I Love My Wife at the end of my talk. So my talk is called Better Days. I mean, you can go in a lot of directions with better days. It's either a longing for the past or a looking for the future, better days. But the problem is it often leaves out today, that today is the better day. Today is always the better day. And I would encourage us all to remember that all the time. Today is the better day because I choose it so. You see, I choose the quality of my day. I may not choose the circumstances of my days, but I choose the quality of it. If you just go with, today is the day the Lord hath made. And so if God made this day, then how can it be a bad day? I understand inconvenient days, and I understand hard days. Some days it's really hard to be me, as I say. Yesterday, the beginning of the day was one of those things. It seemed like every time I turned around, I dropped something. Something was messy. Something was inconvenient. How about that? Imagine things were inconvenient. Now, last week in Norwalk, I talked about getting back to normal. And people want to get back to normal. And there is no normal. There will never be that normal again. And so let's let go of that concept as if our good is lying in wait for our future. There will be better days only if I start with today. Are we clear on that? There will be better days if I start with today. Back to normal let's face it. So many people were complaining before COVID happened. So many people were complaining before the last election. People were complaining before that. Most of my life, I've heard way more complaints than I have praise, quite frankly. And I know in our house, it was always about our good is coming. Our good is going to be there when we get more money, when this happens, when I get my driver's license. I have to say that was a better day. But to try to get back to something that I wasn't that wild about in the future in the first place, and to try to get to a future that just doesn't exist except in my mind, but to come into the present. And so somebody wrote here, there, it's a new normal. There is no normal anymore. The only normal that we could ever get to is to love God, to love our neighbor, and to love ourselves. That is the only normal. But all the circumstances around it are going to keep shifting, and they are going to keep being shaken up. You know, it's not just me that needs shaking up. It's everybody. And so to think, well, I've got it together. What's the problem now? I've accepted the Lord. I have accepted my neighbor. I have accepted. Yeah, but has my neighbor accepted me? Has my neighbor? And so you see, we've all got to catch up. A group conscience has to evolve. That starts with me, but it's not about me. And I get it. You know, so many of us have so much fear right now, and that's why we want better days, as if I won't be afraid tomorrow. So let's put the concept of tomorrow outside of our sphere. There's no such thing as tomorrow. It's only now. At the sound of the tone, the time will be now. And so to begin to get into action now. Today is the day the Lord hath made. What does that mean? What if we went with today is the day the law hath made? And so I must align myself with divine law. And there is a perfect law and order within the universe. And the universe is reflecting how we as a group are participating in that law. You know, what if today became the day every single one of us committed, I will not lie, cheat, or steal today? And some will say, well, I don't steal, but do you lie? Do you cheat ever about anything? Do you ever lie? And if you say no, I'll say you're a liar. You know, and we can go there. We all white lies don't matter. Well, do they? Don't they? I don't know. I don't know if white lies matter. I do know they change my consciousness and they give me permission to be a liar. Now, that doesn't mean I have to come to you, you know, if I don't like your outfit and tell you I don't like your outfit. It's not my place to like or dislike your outfit. You know, sometimes I will like somebody's outfit more than I like others. And I can't tell you I've never made a comment behind somebody's back about their outfit. They haven't done it this week because I haven't seen anybody. But, you know, I think you know what I mean. Do you remember the I Love Lucy episode where Lucy wasn't allowed to lie? Well, she was allowed to, but she made a bet that she could go, what is it, for a week without telling a lie. And the day after they made the bet, she had Bridge Club. And I said, how am I going to get together with these women and not lie? And one of my favorite comments was, this woman, I forget which character it was, which, you know, she was a sometimes character on the show, and she came in with this insane hat. And Ethel, who had bet against Lucy, said, Lucy, what do you think, maybe we'll call her Carolyn, it's not Carolyn, but what do you think of Carolyn's hat? And Lucy went, oh. And said, no, Lucy, tell us, what do you think of Carolyn's hat? She said, well, Carolyn, if that's the hat you wanted, you sure got a good one. And I laugh at that because it is a way around. It is a way around making a criticism. But sometimes we can just shut up with our opinions. Imagine, I mean, you might have to turn off the television or your computer in order to, shorten your opinions. The television show you're watching doesn't call for you to call out your thoughts and your comments. The news you're watching doesn't call for you to call out your thoughts and your comments. The Facebook you're watching, well, it does call out for your thoughts and your comments in many ways, but can your comments make your day better? And that's the thing. If you're on Facebook and you see things you don't care for, how are you going to make this a better day? Are you going to not comment at all? Are you going to make a statement of love, a statement of your faith in God that doesn't criticize somebody else? Can you do that? Is that in your wheelhouse to do that? Or do you need to just be quiet today and pray and bless the person who made that comment, bless the people who agree with them, bless everybody. I was saying to a friend of mine the other night, we were on a Zoom visit, and she was saying how frightened she is for our future. And I said, well, then we have to make it a better now. You know, you sitting around complaining about our future doesn't do any of us a bit of good. Not one bit of good. It doesn't help. And it probably will create the future you don't want. Either way. When this stuff is over, all this conflict in our planet that is this way, you know, a lot of people think if the election goes a certain way, then we'll all be fine. But we won't, because the complainers will still be here. The people who are addicted now to finding fault in the world will still be here. Now, will they lessen their addiction? Will they find Complainers Anonymous, if there is such a thing? Will they put down pen and tongue? Or restrain, that's the word I want, restrain from pen and tongue of all their opinions to complain about the past several years. And it's like, stop now. Make today the better day. Today is the better day. I want to read something here from the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. You know, it's my favorite book. And it comes from the book of Romans here. And what I like about this reading is that it gives us no time. It gives us all time. It gives us no cause for worry for the future, because there is no future. And it says here, you are eternal. As all of eternity is within you, God is eternity, and the extension of God is you. But you have shut off your mind to the eternity that is there. You have looked away and promised to look at only a fragment of your mind. This is why you believe in time. You believe a fragment is now and everything else is not now, but everything is now. Everything is now. Eternity is in your mind, and you are in the mind of eternity. I just love that. I am in eternity. And eternity is now. I am here. I am now, and I don't know what that means. Could that be okay with you, that you don't know what it means? You're here. It's now, and you're here, but you don't know what it means. You know, the new saying seems to be, well, it is what it is, as if you and I have a clue what it is. We only know what we think about it, and we're not that clear on that. And so to, it is, no, it isn't what it is. It's God's. I give it to God. And sometimes I will have to sit and chew my guts out because I'll be so frustrated that I can't name it. I can't label what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, and what I'm seeing. I can't bring my past in to define the now. And there is no future, technically. So what am I going to do? I'm lost. My Lord has forsaken me. But actually, the Lord has not forsaken me. I have forsaken myself for a very long time because I agreed with what isn't true. I agreed with what isn't real. And I tried to pretend that what is not real is real. And so what I'm asking for today, and the reason I call it better day is because when it's not real, it's not good enough. My day is not good enough when I'm in illusion. My day is good enough when I'm in conscious contact with the God of my understanding. My day is then good enough. That's a better day. That is so much a better day today. Now, it's not like, oh, tomorrow I'll get in touch with God. Tomorrow I'll meditate. Tomorrow I will do whatever. Tomorrow I'll write my book. Tomorrow, but there is no tomorrow. And so what happens is, today becomes a not better day because I'm not showing up for my prayer life. I'm not showing up for my meditation life. I'm not showing up often to even do one thing that ought to be done by me today. Or I'm not showing up to do at least one thing that my heart desires today. And some of it is because I'm throwing a temper tantrum because my favorite restaurant isn't open, because I can't do this, because I can't do that. And it's like, well, if that is not available for me to do, how do I get quiet? How do I get still and know? What am I going to think? What am I going to say? What am I going to do in order to become present right here, right now? How do I let the good times start now? That's the question. And so to start to work at that, whoa, I can let the good times happen now. The good times of my life, that this can, whatever this is, can become the best time of my life. The very best time, because today is the day the Lord hath made. And so I can jump up and down and I can celebrate and I can sing a song. It doesn't matter if I'm on pitch or not. I can sing a song. I can praise the Lord today. I can get in alignment with divine law today. Now, I can clean my house today. I can read about the Holy Spirit today, not read about, but read from the Holy Spirit today. I can pay my bills today. I can affirm greater financial wealth today. I can bless the harmony of all beings coming together. I can get quiet and begin to see myself aligned with all beings in their state of love, in their state of peace, in their state of well-being. I can align. I can start to imagine the saddest person happy. I can, and hopefully I'm not the saddest person. But if I am, I can start to imagine me happy. And some people think that it's too dangerous to do that. I say, do it. Do it, do it, do it. You don't know at what point Spirit's going to peek in there and capture Capture your highest thought, your most loving thought, your most joyous thought, and that will ripple through your whole being. Imagine if today is the day you could actually affirm that Christ in me is awake now, and I am glad. So that the good times start right here, right now. Maybe your good times already started earlier this morning, but you can awaken to the good times, to the best times, to the present times, so that today, it really is the better day. Offer yourself over to the God of joy. Offer yourself over to the God of peace and love and wisdom. And I understand everything unlike that may appear at first, but I promise, I absolutely promise, that will fall away very quickly. And you keep affirming life and life more abundantly, so that you can actually say, hey, good times, here I am. Hey, love, here I am. Hey, joy, here I am. Hey, peace, here I am. And I could say, hey, Sean, here I am. I'm not going to be who I'm not today. I'm going to be who I am today. I'm going to be the product of love, the blessed offspring of love, the blessed offspring of peace and harmony and abundance. Today is my day to thrive. Today is my day to be who I actually am. And I will think, say, and do what must be thought, said, and done by me to get greater understanding of that, to have a greater and stronger practice of that. I will interrupt any and every sentence that betrays my heart's desire. So imagine that today is the day that is the better day. And we say, here I am to it. Thanks, everybody. Let's listen to Karen again.
I promise you a happy ending, like the ones that you see on the screen. So, if you've had a bad beginning, love will come out winning in the closing scene. And when you find it rough, contending with the grind that the world puts us through, I can promise you a happy ending that has you loving me, loving you. Hey there, good times, here I am. Welcome back, your baby lamb. Open wide them golden doors and set my chair down next to yours. I've been sneezing, freezing out there where the bad times blow. Please don't stop to scold me. Let your loving arms enfold me. Hey there, good times, take my hand. Give my music to the band. Dust off that old welcome mat and show me where to hang my hat. I've been lost for all these years, crying buckets full of tears. Please don't be so cold and chilly. Welcome back, your weeping Willie. Hey there, good times, take me back. Grab my suitcase, pay the hack. Kiss my cheek and shout my name and make me feel I'm glad I came. I've been down in Satan's den. Ain't felt good since don't know when. Though I'm used and bruised and muddy, clap my back and call me buddy. Bye, bye, bad time.